This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Firing up another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Brought to you in part today by PetroServe USA, the good folks that help America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. That works, doesn't it? Great deals always. The 4-for-4 special is my personal favorite because it's a hot stuff personal pan pizza. It's a 20-ounce drink, and it's two cookies of your choice. Four items, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yep, they're four. $4. Come on. Where do you ever find a deal like that? PetroServe USA. And by the Northwest Landowners Association, established to help maintain a balance in resource development and property rights. They're the folks that get you a seat at the table if you're a private property owner with the North Dakota industry and government officials. Find out more about them at nwlandowners.com. nwlandowners.com. Your guest host for me today is John Trandum. John is the District 45 Republican chairman. Take the reins. Taking your calls. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. Text us 226-8503. I'll be back tomorrow for Energy Day, North Dakota Petroleum Council. A live broadcast from the state capitol. Looking forward to that. We'll see you then. And what's on your mind? Give us a call, 800-228-0550. John Trandum, take it away.
Thank you, Scott. Yes, he just gave you the number, 800-228-0550. We will have open phones until the bottom of the hour, at which point we will have Troy Coons, the chairman of the Northwest Landowners Association, to discuss House Bill 1151 regarding the reporting requirements for oil spills. So that ought to be interesting. I'm sure a lot of people have opinions about that matter. But anything that's on your mind right now is welcome, or you're welcome also to text Todd at 701-226-8503. Todd, you still there with us?
I am here, yes.
You got? You have any news? I think there was a weather update for the northwestern portion of North Dakota.
I got a winter weather advisory starting at noon, going till midnight, snow developing by early afternoon, continuing into the evening, a brief period of wintry mix possible as precipitation begins, total of 1 to 3 inches of snow plus 55-mile-an-hour wind gusts for Burley, Morton, Sheridan, Oliver, Grant, Sioux, and Emmons counties. So that includes Bismarck, Mandan, Center, McCluskey, Goodrich, Elgin, Carson, New Leipzig, Fort Yates, Selfridge, Solon, Linton, and Strasburg.
Wow. Okay.
The Welk Estate will get a little bit of white stuff there.
it sounds like. Not coming to Fargo, though.
All things in due time. We'll get you, you Fargo guys have not gotten what we've gotten out in the West by any means this year.
We have no snow left. I don't mean to taunt you there, but we don't have much left. I see a text came in, it looks like from Riley, in response to Gordon. We were talking earlier this morning about online shopping and whether or not people should pay sales tax, and a caller had mentioned that he thinks that they should pay sales tax. And this was in response to someone who had suggested that online shopping may be so prevalent that people are choosing to shop that way rather than in retail stores because they don't have to pay taxes. Riley says it's all about the convenience, especially since shopping is so much more efficient these days, and that he makes big purchases online so he doesn't have to pay the 7.5% tax in Minot. So, there we're back to that again. I don't know whether or not that'll ever be resolved, and I've not heard of anyone taking that issue up lately. Todd, have you heard anything about that?
I haven't heard any rumblings.
I'm kind of surprised. You know, all these years of online purchases, I'm kind of surprised that it hasn't come up where they've attempted to get their fingers on that money. And the same thing for the credit card points and everything, where you'd have to count that as regular income as well. But in any event, we'll move on to something else. I had mentioned before the break that we'd talk a little bit about Trump and the wiretap. I see they're waiting for a new executive order on the travel visas from the Trump administration right now. Fox News is covering that. I'm sure everyone's covering it, but it's on my screen here on Fox News right now. They've got an empty podium there, so I suspect we're going to be hearing from President Trump. I don't know if we'll be able to carry that or not when he does, but I think that the danger with that is it may be a 45-minute speech, too, so maybe we'll pick out some highlights. But on the wiretapping thing, you know, and Steve asked me this morning before we came on the air, Todd, whether or not Trump is wise in using these tweets, if he's, you know, kind of out of control, if he's got a handle on this. And my answer to him, my short answer was, I think there's a method to his madness. And it's this, and a friend of mine, Dan, summed it up. I've got to give him credit. He summed it up better than I could. And Dan, if you're out there, feel free to call in and articulate this more eloquently than I'm able to. But something to the effect of, when you look at bombing campaigns, when the fighter jets come in and they fly in real low and they drop the bombs on their targets, when they pull up, a lot of times they'll shoot flares off in every different direction. And then the people that are on the ground, rather than targeting that jet, end up targeting with either heat-seeking artillery or otherwise. They're following these flares that are going off in every different direction. And not only did you just blow up your target, but you've distracted everyone to the point that they can't hit you, and you're going to come back for more later. Todd, what do you think of that analogy? That's what my friend Dan said that that Trump is doing, and I think Trump is just that smart as well to do just that. You think he's just planting a lot of things? And I'm not saying that the wiretapping thing is necessarily a plant, but it might be. I don't know. It's a biggie. If it is, it's a biggie. I think he's got to watch it, how big these things get if they all turn out to be specious. But I think that the Democrats are falling into a similar trap that the Republicans fell into during the Obama administration, where they spent so much time focusing on peripheral issues that they weren't able to stop Obama from advancing his agenda. The difference is this time Trump is planting all of the peripheral issues, so there's no mystery. And I think that a lot of times the Democrats have been falling for them, where he'll send off a tweet, everyone gets mad, everyone focuses on that. And in the meantime, Trump is plodding forward with his agenda. He's meeting with senators, he's meeting with congressmen, they're drafting legislation, he's signing executive orders, he's eliminating some of Obama's executive orders. And I don't know. I've got to give Trump credit, because I think he kind of knows what he's doing here, and it's working, because it's taking all of the attention off of legislation and progress and his agenda.
Forward.
Well, they are, and they honestly believe, and like I said, I think Republicans got stuck in this rut sometimes too. They honestly believe that if they pursue this fervently enough, they're going to impeach him. They're going to throw him out of there. He's never going to make 4 years, and I see it all the time on Facebook. Oh, he'll never be in office four
years.
How can
you impeach somebody that you claim is not your president?
Well, there's one way to look at it. But also, I would say you've got to consider whether or not what you're talking about is actually an impeachable offense, because so far, none of it is. It's a lot, you know, you can talk about having done things in poor taste. Sure, I'll give you that, poor taste. That was one of the issues that I had with Trump in the first place, and why in the beginning I wasn't a Trump supporter. But poor taste isn't an impeachable offense. If that were the case, you'd probably have been able to impeach almost every president. I think the only president that was fairly disciplined about what he said and did most of the time was George W. Bush. I think he was pretty disciplined typically. But even he had a hot mic moment where he used a curse word one time on the air. And so, anyway, you can't impeach someone over poor taste. We've got Jeff in Jamestown on the line holding, and he's more important than anything I've got to say. So we want to move on to Jeff, and it looks like he's got some comments on the topic that I brought up and have yet to really comment on, wiretaps. Jeff, welcome to the show. What's on your mind this morning?
Refresh my memory, but only the FBI or CIA can authorize wiretaps, right?
I've got an article here. Let me find it. Where they're talking about the Federal Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, and the FISA court, who reportedly turned down the Obama Justice Department's request to do this surveillance. And the Obama Justice Department reportedly also returned to the FISA court in October of 2016. And the Justice Department did submit an application, but that application did not specifically mention Trump. So that's the information I've got before me. What are your thoughts?
Well, the application would have to designate who they are going to tap. It's just not, I'm going to tap everybody, right?
Well, yes and no. And this is kind of a nuanced issue, because if you're tapping phone lines that are used by multiple parties, there's no rule that says just because you're tapping the phone line so you can pick up on Corey Lewandowski or whoever, that you're not picking up on Trump or that you're not picking up on surrogates within the Trump campaign. So when Trump says, hey, they wiretapped my phones, maybe they were his phones. Maybe they were phones that were designated for use by other people, but they were tapped. I don't know. We don't know all of the answers yet, Jeff. It sounds like you're a skeptic.
Well, then there's a little more to this. The Homeland Security allowed a lot of lines to be tapped for terrorists everywhere. So you could easily get wrapped up in some of this. You know what? I voted for this guy, but I'm having voter's remorse because he's wasting time. Obama's done. Hillary's gone. Why do we got to keep dragging these two up?
Well, is Obama gone?
I don't see him anywhere. Is he in charge of anything?
That's the magic of Obama. I'm sorry, we've got to go to a break, Jeff. And I do appreciate the comments, and I understand where you're coming from. You're not the first person that said that to me, but, you know, Obama has always been a master of distancing himself from everything. We'll talk more about that after the break.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Polar Service Center is hiring. If you hear nothing else, hear that. And hear this number, 701-495-0997. That's right, 495-0997. When you call that number, Adam will answer. He is the recruitment director for Polar Service Center. They have locations in Williston, in Killdeer, in Billings, Montana. Polar is the biggest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They build the best tank trailer on the road. Their service center serves those and other brands. They're looking for technicians. They pay great. If you know anyone with any kind of experience with tank or trailer parts, Polar Service Center wants you. Do you want to be appreciated? Do you want to be compensated for the value you bring to an organization? How'd you like to make $32 an hour? That's what they pay. Great benefits and more. Call Adam now, 701-495-0997. Polar Service Center, 495-0997. Now, Polar Service Center. Or click careers at polarservicecenters.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Brought to you in part today by MBI Energy Services. Have you had a chance to meet MBI yet? No? Oh, come on. Now I got to get your attention here, folks, because coming up on the 10th, which is Friday, in Belfield, you get to meet MBI. And they're hiring. You're looking for a rewarding career with a top-notch company, but haven't had a chance to get to know MBI yet. Stop by the Super Pumper in Belfield Friday and meet MBI. Fill your cup, learn more about a premier oil field services company in western North Dakota. That's MBI. And find out more about the openings they have for workover, rig supervisor, operator, derrick hand, floor hand, oil, water, and hot oil truck driver, water transfer techs, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. So meet MBI online at MBIEnergyServices.com or at the Super Pumper in Belfield Friday morning. And don't forget to tell them Scott sent you. Back to more of What's on Your Mind now. Here's John Trandon.
Good morning, and we're back. We had a good call before the break. We've got a couple of offline callers, if you'd like to run those for us.
I thought parking meters in North Dakota were unconstitutional.
Hi, guys. I don't know how many people were able to catch Mark Levin over the weekend. I think he showed up on Fox and Friends in the morning. I caught the tweet that he sent out and then the clip to it. He lays out the case for the espionage that the Obama administration might have done on him. Very well. I would recommend people look it up and see if you can watch the clip. Look at that.
And there we go. And I did not catch Mark Levin. Todd, you catch Mark Levin? I didn't see him this weekend.
Did not.
I see the article is up on Facebook here, but I've not. It's video. I've not looked at it yet. And on the parking meters, yeah, it's unconstitutional. I think that's one of the things that the legislature deals with is whether or not we need to change the Constitution to accommodate X, Y, or Z bill. And that was the point you made, Todd.
Oh, Marcy's Law. We just changed the Constitution so that can be changed, whether we should or not for parking meters.
There's
you know, or whether, you know, or should it be placed to a vote? I mean, it was voted on back in 48 was, you know, we get to where we are today based on the 1948 vote. So
there's the question. We've got open phones till the bottom of the hour here. 701-258-0550 or 800-228-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. And we're trying to get to all of those texts and off-air calls if you'd like to do that. I'm looking over this article that I've got in front of me, and the caller made the point about who is able to authorize these wiretaps and so forth. And it appears as though one of the targets was Paul Manafort, who was a former Trump campaign chairman. Everyone remembers him. And the other two were named Roger Stone and Carter Page, who were consulting and business partners and investors, I think, of Paul Manafort. But I think the question remains. I've got another article from The Guardian here I'm looking at as well, where former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper denies outright the existence of any surveillance order at Trump Tower. So the question would be whether or not this surveillance took place at Trump Tower on Paul Manafort. And it's not outside the realm of reason that it could have, because Paul was holed up at Trump Tower for a long time, which was, you know, the operation, central operation center for a while. So that may have been the case. And that may have been what Trump meant by they tap my phones. Well, those are all his phones. Every phone that's in Trump Tower is his phones. They don't all serve him directly, but they're his phones. So I don't know if it's a nuanced thing or, once again, if we get back to, you know, our caller said that he thinks Trump is wasting a lot of time on these rabbit trails. And that's really the question, whether is he wasting a lot of time on it or is he leading his opponents down these trails so that they don't have any time to focus on him or what he's doing with regard to his agenda. I don't know the answer to that, but that's kind of the question, and that's why I wanted to put it to the callers, one of whom, being John in South Dakota, is on hold right now. So, John, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, are you with us?
Go ahead, John.
The last caller made a comment that Trump is wasting time, and I'm getting frustrated, too, not at Trump, but I'm getting frustrated at the problems that he's encountering with the Republican Party as far as not backing them up, in my mind. They need to flush these people from the previous administration out of all those offices. Like Comey and the FBI needs to be gone. He's an Obama plant. Trump needs to get rid of Sessions and put somebody in there that's not going to kowtow to the liberals and the media and to start taking prisoners. Because until we start getting rid of the people that the Obama administration and the Democrat Party, and actually both parties have embedded in every aspect of our government and our life, we're not going to take this country back.
So we're to drain the swamp.
You drain the swamp, and you basically, but the problem is every time he tries to do something, there are so many roadblocks in the way from both parties, from the established system, that he's not allowed to get done what he wants to get done.
Yeah, and I think that to Trump's credit, that's something that he's used to dealing with you know, in the past it was planning and zoning that he was having to push his way through, and the state and city municipalities and so forth. They did have to fight for building permits, I suppose, and variances and that type of stuff. And I think he kind of sees it the same, where, hey, I'm going to go into this assuming everyone's against me, and I'm going to do what I've got to do to get the job done. And ultimately, John, do you think that he will prevail in draining the swamp and putting people around him that will be supportive? It seems like Paul Ryan has been coming around somewhat on some issues where he was more of an adversary on the front end. Do you think that's going to happen more widely?
Paul Ryan's a rhino. He's going to say whatever he has to keep this position in power, just like John McCain and everybody else there. I think Trump needs to put people that weren't a part of any political party. They need to get rid of Sessions. He needs to put people in those offices that are going to take no prisoners and start weeding these people out. And that's why the confirmations are taking so long, and that's why a lot of this stuff, they're being castigated, the people he puts in place, because Obama administration, his community organizing, all of his 250 satellite operations that go around and create all this problems, George Soros, they're all terrified that he's going to get people in there that aren't going to listen to anybody else, and they're going to start doing some prosecuting. He needs to get rid of Soros. They need to get rid of Obama. You cut the head off the snake, and the snake will wriggle around for a little bit, but eventually it'll die.
John, good way to close it out. I appreciate your call today. I think John reflects the opinion of a lot of people. I'm not sure who those people are that are to fill those positions, but it sounds as though he's satisfied that some of that has been met in some cases with regard to Trump's appointments within his administration. So time will tell whether he sniffs out the remaining dissenters and does away with them, or if they hang around for a while. Marlon in Devil's Lake is holding. I want to make sure to get Marlon before the bottom of the hour, where we'll have a guest. Marlon, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
This is Arlen from Devil's Lake.
Arlen, well, why did Manny spell it with an M? What's on your mind, man? You got about a minute and a half here. It's all yours.
My mouth is tired today, so I can't, probably was Marlon. Anyway, here's the deal, how I see it. I disagree with you a little bit, because I certainly hope that the Trumpmeister, President Trump, isn't doing this to divert attention from himself, or, you know, divert attention like you were saying, because one of the things that, you know, I'm a Trump supporter, but one of the things that, you know, I was detained in Venezuela two years ago, and we were called spies, and that's the first thing these dictators do is divert attention from himself. And I just hope that Trump's smarter than, and I'm not equating him with President Maduro one bit, but I hope he's smarter than that. I just hope he's not doing this to divert attention.
I hope you're right too, Arlen. Thanks for the call. We've got to move on to a break, but I appreciate the sentiments of what you're saying there, and you just may be right. We'll be right back.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Precious Metals, your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Apache, a great sprayer. High Plains Apache. A great company to buy your sprayer, the Apache sprayer, and the parts you need for your Apache sprayers or any brand from the ET Ag Center, where they have, are you ready, over 50,000 parts. What do you need? Banjo fitting? Got it. Bulk hose? Got it. Liquid fertilizer part? Got it. Every brand of sprayer, hoses, fittings, valves, pumps, spray tips, 50,000 sprayer parts, they've got them. Stop and see them in Mandan, across Bonanza at Eastside Court. They're also south of Fargo, I-29, take exit 60. That's Frontier, North Dakota, east of the Walmart location there. Two locations to serve you at High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. Check them out online at highplainsapache.com, or better yet, stop and see him. Tell him Scott sent you. More of What's on Your Mind and your calls, 258-0550 is our local number, 701-258-0550. Text Todd, 226-85032 on What's on Your Mind. Here's your guest host, John Trandum.
And we're back. Welcome to the show. Thanks to all of the callers who have called in. We appreciate the opportunity to have these conversations with you. And in the interest of time, we do our best to accommodate best we can. But there's a lot of times that we've just got to move on to other callers. So I'm sorry if we had to cut short on some of them over the course of the show today. But we do appreciate your calls and your input. And I had a text here I just wanted to read before we get to our guest, Mark, about Mark Levin. And essentially the strength of his case that he's making, and that there's a good clip on Fox with featuring Mark Levin making the case for the administration's wiretap. So I'd recommend you go and take a look at that. I'm not going to have time to get to it on the show yet today, but that's some homework for the listeners, I guess, is take a look at that, and you'll get some more information. Also got breaking news about Trump's second attempt. On the travel ban, says it will no longer affect permanent U.S. residents or Iraqis. So there's news. That's all over the headlines I see on Fox News right now. They're talking about it. So that's something we'll have to catch up on as well. But we've got a guest with us right now, Troy Kuhns, who I've been promising we would get to. So we'll welcome him to the line. Troy is the chairman of the Northwest Landowners Association. And he's here to discuss with us House Bill 1151, which would no longer require companies to report spills of crude oil, produced water, or natural gas that are contained to a well site or production location and are less than 10 barrels, and their upcoming landowner meeting to discuss area wind development coming up on Friday. Troy, welcome to the program. How are you doing?
Hey, good. How are you, sir?
I am doing super, and I thank you for being with us this morning, and I'm going to let you kind of take the reins. I recognize this is a controversial subject, And there are a lot of people who want to leave that magic number with regard to the spills at 42 gallons. But maybe give us a frame the issue for us a little bit, because I'm certainly not an expert in this this area. Being from Fargo, I don't work a lot in oil development, obviously. But this is an issue that's of concern to a great many of our listeners, people across the state, and people who work in energy, and particularly landowners. So maybe frame the case and let us know what's going on. What is HB 1151? What's the impetus for putting that forward? And what would the potential consequences / benefits of passage be?
Well, this bill was brought forward as a cost savings measure. And, you know, we're in a tight budget situation, and that's why it was brought forward. And so it was reported by the Department of Mineral Resources, though, that this would not save money, because when these reports happen, the cost is put back on the company itself. So there wouldn't be a cost saving benefit there. And that's why it was brought forward. The Department of Mineral Resources also did testify that if this trigger was changed from 42 gallons to 420 gallons, that it would reduce the statistics basically showing spills by two-thirds. So it would be a statistically better-looking Bakken oil play out there, which we all want that to be better. I think we need to look at it a little differently than if we have a problem and a culture out there. We need to change the culture on trying to find the root causes of why we have this statistical problem. And I guess where I see that, you know, is in our reporting system, like in the EERC study that talked about oil sites and pipelines. And this is getting dealt with already, but one of the things that it did show on 1,892 spills, only 48 of the reports were completed properly so that there could be a determination of the root cause of the spill. And so with that, they had a finding that there should be more centralized reporting, and I think that's where this bill should be going. Instead of reporting to the health department and to the Department of Mineral Resources or Department of Emergency Services, maybe everything should be flowing through one central agency like the Department of Emergency Services and then dispersed out to the appropriate agencies. That way we could have some true statistical analysis done, find the root causes of things. And the reasoning this is important is a property owner, as a surface owner, today doesn't get any choice in if there's development on their property. The right of ingress for a mineral owner is there, and so the company has the right to develop it. So they come in, they'll give you what's called a surface use agreement, which is compensation for use and damage. But we still own the property, and we will own it in the end. And so with that, I feel that the property owner should have the right to know what is happening on their land. So in the end, they'll know, is there 10 times more spills on this property? What kind of issue are we going to inherit here if that company, you know, maybe they're defunct, maybe it's a small bond. So there's a lot of concern here that I think the property owner will inherit this land in the end, and hopefully it will be cleaned up, but it will give us a level of awareness of what's been happening on our property. And I think the solution to this should be how the data is managed, how it's reported, and to have a culture change in the way of, let's find the root cause here. Let's not change the threshold by 10 to get the statistical output that we're looking for.
Sure. Yeah, and I understand where you're coming from. So what you're saying is it would result in a two-thirds reduction in reported spills, which means that essentially two-thirds of the spills are that 10 barrels or less.
Right.
Am I understanding that correctly?
You'll
have to excuse me. I'm
sure
not an expert in this field, but I want to follow and make sure that the listeners understand as well.
And that's where we're coming from is, you know, when you look at a lot of other industries and you look at 42 gallons or 420 gallons, then it does put a lot of onus on an employee for an oil company if they get there 21 hours after the spill and they have to look at this and go, is that 430 gallons or is it 380? You know, there's going to be a lot more uncertainty in the reporting accuracy, in my opinion, and it's going to put a lot more onus back on the Department of Mineral Resources to determine these things. So instead of a cost savings, it's going to take them more time to concern the proper data from that. And along with that, we have legacy wells, we have early Bakken wells, we have current Bakken wells that have different construction standards, which also are affected in this bill on how these get reported. So if you've got 8,000 wells out there, it's going to put more time into these spills determining what criteria these wells meet. And so I think we need to look at proper reporting channels, changing the culture, trying to fix the root cause of things, and protecting the property owner that truly doesn't get any say in the development on their land to protect them for when it returns to them.
Sure. A call's welcome at 701-258-0550 or 800-228-0550. We've got Troy Coons, chairman of the Northwest Landowners Association, with us discussing House Bill 1151 regarding spills. Now, I suspect that we can all agree that everyone's goal is to have as few spills as possible, including the oil companies, correct?
Correct. And, you know, it's like any other business. There's the good actors and the poor actors, you know, and that's where I'm talking about the culture. You see that in many other industries, you know. Most of us want to do the right thing. And the root problem here is not the volume of these spills. It's the statistics and how it looks. You know, so why, as the number two oil-producing state in the nation, are we going from one barrel to 10 barrels or 420 gallons when Texas is at 5, Alaska is at 8 gallons? You know, it would have made more sense, and I could have understood it more if they'd have thought about 2 or 3. Could have made a little more sense to me, but to go to this level was more concerning. It's definitely a problem for a property owner.
So maybe they're employing the art of the deal, and that's really what they're shooting for, is 2 or 3. Has anyone responded with that amendment to alter that to 2 or 3 rather than 10? Or how is that? Is that negotiation ongoing, or are they not receptive to it?
There's ongoing negotiations. You know, the sentiment in the background is this bill's moving forward and look like it will be passing. We're pushing back, just thinking that the surface owner, the property owner that does not get a say in if this happens, should only be protected, you know. And, sure, again, it isn't about the volume, you know. It's about knowing how much spills have been on that property for a protection purposes.
Sure. And I've got this on my notes here, and since we're down to a couple of minutes remaining in the segment here, did you want to comment at all about the wind development? It appears that the landowner meeting is discussing that as well.
Yes. We have a property owners meeting coming up in Powers Lake, North Dakota at the St. James Roman Church Hall on North Main Street in Powers Lake. We had our annual meeting 2 weeks ago. Since then, we've had a lot of calls from the northwest corner of the state. There's transmission lines coming through. There's proposed wind farms. So we've been asked to put on an informational meeting, and that's what we do. So we want to bring together township officials, county officials, planning and zoning, people that will be possibly getting a transmission line or a wind turbine on their property to, you know, educate them on what's needed in an easement and different things for them to look at end of life and those type of things. So that would be on March 10th at 2 p.m. in Powers Lake, North Dakota. And if they have more questions, they can go to our webpage, and it's listed on there.
Okay, well, super. Well, I sure appreciate you coming out and talking about this. Is there anything additional that you wanted to add on either of the two topics before we move forward here?
Well, House Bill 1151 will be heard Thursday in the Energy and Natural Resources on the Senate side. If it is concerning to you, I would ask people to show up and testify and or make some calls or emails to their representatives and senators. It's going to be needed to hopefully, like you said, the art of the deal. Maybe we can get back to something that would be acceptable. I feel it's just too great of a swing.
I think that's what everyone wants. Troy Coons, chairman of the Northwest Landowners Association, thank you for being with us. We appreciate that information, and that is ongoing. So if you have strong opinions on that, yay or nay, make sure and go to the hearings and make your voice heard. We'll be right back on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Sweet Crude Travel Center, Belfield, North Dakota is the place. Tuesday, to meet MBI. MBI Energy Services is hiring.
Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon, inviting you to stop by the Sweet Crude Travel Center in Belfield Tuesday morning to meet MBI. Fill your cup and learn more about this premier oil field services company, North Dakota made. MBI has openings for workover rig supervisors, operators, derrick hands, and floor hands, oil, water, and hot oil truck drivers, and water transfer technicians. Excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com or come meet the crew. Meet MBI at Sweet Crude Travel Center, Belfield, Tuesday morning. Stop by and see us. Scott Hinnon hoping you'll stop by and meet MBI for the MBI Energy Services event Tuesday, Sweet Crude Travel Center, Belfield. Tuesday morning, Sweet Crude Travel Center, Belfield.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro 1G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Technician and not making $32 an hour, I need you to listen up because I have a heck of a deal for you from Polar Service Center. Adam is standing by right now to take your calls. That's right. Adam is a recruiter for Polar Service Center. Polar Service Center is part of the company that builds tank trailers. Largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They have 30 service centers, three in our region, Killdeer, Williston, and Billings, Montana. And they need technicians. They need welders, they need fabricators, testers, right now. And they pay up to $32 an hour with a great training program. So if you have a loved one you'd love to have be a little closer to home, give them this number. Tell them to call Adam, 701-495-0997. Incredible benefits, full health care, and up to $32 an hour. Great company, great benefits, great pay. What's not to love?
701-495-0997 is the number. Ask for Adam at Polar Service Center and tell him Scott sent you. Back to more What's on Your Mind. Here's John Tranum.
And welcome back to the show. Thank you, Scott. Boy, we're running short on time. Unless they're going to let me preempt Rush, I've got so much to say. I don't know if they're going to go for that or not. One thing I wanted to mention, though, and this is out
on that one, by the way.
No, you're not going to do that. Okay. Well, no, one thing I wanted to mention, and this is out in the haze a little bit. May 2nd, the Cass County United Republican Committee will be hosting reorganizational meetings for many of the legislative districts locally. I think all of the local legislative districts, 11, 13, 16, 21, 22, 27, 41, 44, 45, and 46. That's at 6:30 to 8:30 at the Prax Building in Fargo. And the reason that I mention that is we've got a lot of people that call in, and Scott does every day, that have a very strong opinions about what's happening politically within the state of North Dakota. Well, if you want to have a say in what happens, go to that meeting, run for a position within your legislative district. It's not a full-time job, doesn't pay, but it does pay in the sense that you'll have a better opportunity to have an impact on things that are going on within your state politically. This is political organization at its essence. This is where it all starts in the district reorganization. The Republicans call them reorganizations because we've been organized. The Democrats call them organizations, meetings, because they're still working toward organizing in North Dakota. But either side of the aisle that you're on, I encourage you to go to those meetings, run for a position as a precinct committee man or chairman or a district chairman or an executive committee member. And that way you'll be able to participate going forward. You know, rather than just posting on Facebook, you can get in the trenches and fight. I see one text. It says Trey Gowdy for Attorney General in Trump's second term. Nobody better. Well, he can still make the first term, but we've got a very, very important guest to get to here. Chris Berg, welcome to the program. Chris always has something exciting to talk about. Chris, welcome. What's on your mind today?
Happy Monday. I mean, gosh, is there anything happening right now, John?
Yeah, no kidding, Chris. I need a 3.5-hour show here.
You need at least that much. It's just unbelievable. The fire hose that we're all drinking through. I guess we'll start with this just was released. The new executive order on immigration and refugee resettlement came out just, you know, a few minutes ago. A couple of changes that people are aware that they took, you know, there was the 7 countries. They took Iraq off, so now it's 6 nations that is going to be this temporary stoppage of immigration coming in. Again, it's not an indefinite ban, which everyone talked about. And then one of the key things there's been a lot of conversation about here in our community is about refugee resettlement. There is going to be a 120-day stoppage on refugee resettlement as they figure out how to better vet people and things of that nature, which I think a lot of people in our community are for and say, hey, that's a good thing at this point.
Yeah, now, what's the rhyme or reason behind pulling Iraq?
Well, because obviously there's been a lot of diplomats over there, the translators and whatnot that were helping out our serviced men and women. So they said, hey, look, we don't want to put these people at risk. I mean, the one guy, I think he flew into LaGuardia or New York, and he was a translator helping our people over in Iraq, and he ended up getting stopped. So I think they took Iraq off for that reason, but also Iraq is that they're going to increase their cooperation with us as far as vetting people that are applying for visas.
I hope they do. That would have a trust but verify, right? We'll give it a shot.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at what's happening with Syria and Iraq, I mean, to say that that place is all, you know, shored up and you can count on what they tell you, I don't think any of us believe that. But again, I think to just defer to the people that are helping our, you know, tremendous men and women over there, we're going to go, okay, we'll defer, but we also want to make sure you guys are going to work closely with us.
So obviously you're going to be talking about that. What else is coming up on the show tonight, Chris?
You know, I'm wondering if you've talked at all about the Fargo school vote that took place last week, early voting, and that takes place tomorrow. I'm curious your thoughts on that.
You know, we totally missed that. We totally missed that. How did we do that
in the
shuffle here? It is going on. Yeah, and that's an interesting one because, boy, I'll tell you what, people are really passionate about that. What are you hearing? What are the results of the early voting? Are they giving us any information yet?
There's been great turnout, but as I'm sure you talked to a lot of people, John, they go, hey, look, the reason there's been great is because, you know, Fargo Public Schools is the fourth biggest employer in Fargo. It's an easy way to get people to go out to vote if you're involved with Fargo Public Schools, to vote yes, to help give them access to more money. So I'm getting both sides. A lot of people emailing me as well saying, hey, look, they got $140 million a year budget. How much more money do they need?
you know, we got 11,000 kids, they should be able to make that work. So,
well, my question was, will passage of this bill increase the size of the voucher that I get back because we homeschool our children? Here's my question. Why don't you ask Linda Coates that, or Linda Boyd that tonight on the air? I'm pretty sure the answer is no vouchers.
Yeah, no, you never know, though, with Betsy DeVos and now it may happen here in North Dakota.
Gosh, I hope so. Chris Berg, thank you. Tune in tonight at 6:30 on 6:30 POV. Thank you for being with us. Thank you to all of the callers that we've had today and the guests. Thank you to the crew here that make this possible for me. And thank you, of course, to Steve and Scott for putting me on the air for a couple hours. I appreciated sharing this time with you. God bless.
We're talking saunas today with Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. We talked a lot about the Hot Spring Spa. The hot tubs are the best. I have one. I own one. I don't have a sauna, and you've told me I should. Why?
Well, it's really a health and wellness device like no other. It does a lot of the same things that a hot tub does, but it does even more. For instance, it boosts your immune system. Every time you sit in a sauna, you get that natural runner's high because your body's releasing the natural endorphins. And that's why you come out of it feeling like Superman or Superwoman. You're really charged up. Your energy levels are high. And it's because of that that you don't, what we say, you don't need a flu shot. Your immune system is at an all-time high if you sit in a sauna on a regular basis.
And they're easy. Plug them in.
Yeah, if you got an outlet in the home, you have the number one product on the planet, as said by the Mayo Clinic for Health and Wellness.
Simple as that. Stop and see Vince and his team at a Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 location near you, Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo 2.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.